The Saskatchewan government will be spending more than $3.3 million for facility and infrastructure improvements in northern provincial parks over the next year. The projects include upgrades to washrooms, docks, day use facilities, and signage. There'll be a new visitor reception center at Candle Lake Provincial Park and an expansion to the sewage lagoon at Lac La Ronge Provincial Park. A new equipment storage facility has also been completed at Narrow Hills Provincial Park. The La Ronge Arts Council has asked U of S graduate students to compile a caribou-themed art exhibit to display in the community. Mustachnik Place will host the exhibit from September 1st to the 30th. Max Pospisil is studying caribou in the La Ronge area. Pospisil says she has agreed to work on the exhibit to get more people in La Ronge talking about caribou.
One thing that's been interesting to come across in my research is just that a lot of people, while there is concern about caribou, they're not that common. And it's interesting because they're not that common either in their physical presence, but also in the discourse in the community and what people talk about in their conversations.
The La Ronge Arts Council and Pospisil are asking members of the public to contribute art related to caribou for the exhibit. A sixth person has been charged in relation to the death of Tiki LaVertier. 33-year-old Soaring Eagle Whitstone of the Onion Lake Cree Nation was arrested by police in Lloydminster earlier this week. Whitstone is charged with first-degree murder, kidnapping, improperly interfering with a human body, and theft of a motor vehicle, and is scheduled to appear in North Battleford Court today. RCMP discovered LaVertier's remains in an area outside of the city last month. The Edmonton woman had last been seen in the North Battleford area in April, where she traveled to attend a funeral. A 37-year-old man has been arrested in connection with a weekend death in Saskatoon. Police say the suspect is charged with first-degree murder, robbery, and unlawful confinement. He's scheduled to appear in Saskatoon court this afternoon. On Saturday, police were called to an apartment complex in the 2200 block of St. Charles Avenue to check on the welfare of a resident. Officers found the body of 68-year-old Richard Furnick. An autopsy was done on Tuesday, but the cause of death has not been released. Investigators say the victim and the suspect were known to each other. Regina police have arrested a man on sex charges involving a 12-year-old girl. Police say they were called to a home last Thursday after a report of a sexual assault. Investigators say they arrested a suspect without incident. Christopher Duke of Regina faces two counts of sexual assault on a person under 16 years of age, two counts of sexual interference, as well as other charges. Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodale says the discovery of two bodies in northern Manitoba yesterday is bringing an end to a very challenging and complicated investigation and search. The bodies are believed to be those of teen murder suspects Briar Schmigelski and Cam McLeod from Port Alberni, B.C. The Regina MP says all of Canada was watching.
On behalf of all of the anxious Canadians who have been waiting for a conclusion to this case, while we're not completely over the finish line yet and there are further answers to be provided, I think there's a great sense of relief and gratitude to the policing authorities, all of their partners, and all of those who have assisted.
The teens were facing a second-degree murder charge in the death of Vancouver University lecturer Leonard Dick. They were also suspects in the shooting deaths of American tourist China Deese and her Australian boyfriend Lucas Fowler. Autopsies were scheduled to be done today in Winnipeg. RCMP are investigating the discovery of possible human remains in the Paw. The remains were found near the University College of the North. So far, the identity of the remains is unknown. Major crime investigators, forensic experts, and the chief medical examiner's office are all involved. First Nations leaders are mourning the death of a former Northern Ontario chief. Ontario Regional Chief Roseanne Archibald says the Chiefs of Ontario are extending condolences to the family of former Grassy Narrows Chief Simon Phobister. Archibald says he was a strong and outspoken leader for the community. She adds he advocated for proper health care for a community still dealing with the effects of mercury poisoning. Assembly of First Nations National Chief Perry Bellegarde also expressed his condolences, calling Phobister an advocate for his people, their traditional territories, and the rights of all First Nations. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada's ambassador to Washington is leaving his post.
Trudeau says McNaughton will return to the private sector in Toronto. Kirsten Hillman will become Canada's acting ambassador to the United States, having served as deputy ambassador since 2017. Trudeau says McNaughton was a key point of contact between Canada, Congress, and the Trump administration during tense negotiations of the North American Free Trade Deal. Trudeau says McNaughton has earned every Canadian's gratitude for his work in Washington. Christy Kirkup, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.